Wow, rap music. God, I feel so hood. You look so hood with your Newports on. Oh my God.
Shout out to Newports.
Wow. Ski Mask Collective episode 213. It's been 2 weeks in the making since, of course, Stancil and I have been together. I was busy with AC. He was busy on the annual mancation with Chuck Man Jones. See, that's what happens in the summertime, folks. You know, people have lives. People get busy. So, you know, we skipped a week. Who cares?
People have lives. People get busy. Some people can't make it to Atlantic City. That's all.
Right. That's it. It was a fun time, as I'm sure the time with Chuck Man Jones was fun. It looked like a really good time. Well, I was going to upload the Atlantic City video. Not the Atlantic City. The Atlantic Ocean video that you sent me.
Oh, sure. We'll get to both. Before we get to anything, I have to say, and I have a feeling you'll agree, this week and next week, a couple of my favorite weeks of the year, and I know people are thinking football, but no, I love it. This week, at least in this area, I think most areas, all the teachers go back to school this week. Wow! Oh, my God.
It's over!
You get a full salary, and you still get 3 months off. All the teachers go back this week. No more fake job. Get to work like the rest of us.
Maybe and Friday next traffic week, will finally clear up.
Yeah, next week all the kids go back. I get all these shithead people and germ bag kids out of my way when I go out and about during the week as I'm wont to do.
Right.
Good riddance to the teachers. Welcome back to your glorified babysitting position that pays a full salary and pension. Welcome back to work like the rest of the world after you're gallivanting around collecting a full salary for the last 3 months. Hi, teachers. Hi, teachers, lawyers.
Welcome back. I hope you enjoy. Then they're going to complain. Oh, summer wasn't long enough. I didn't get too long of a break.
Please.
Welcome to the rest of the world where you work year round.
Wow, you work 6 hours a day and you get 3 months off and you still complain about wanting more money. Fuck off.
Is it even work? It's just a glorified babysitting position, like you said.
That's all it is. Listen, my sister is a teacher, has been her whole life. Her wife, that's right, her wife, I'm progressive. Her wife is also a teacher. A couple of my best friends are teachers. I coached at high school across for 8 years. I was in the schools. I know how they work. I live with the teacher for 6 years. I am no stranger to the profession. And I am telling you that your girlfriend's a teacher. I'm telling you no tales out of school, folks. I haven't been wrong about anything. I wasn't wrong that Chad sucks. He's gone. I wasn't wrong that Milton sucks. He's gone. I wasn't wrong that Bob's a usurper. He's gone. I've been right all along, and I've always been right on teachers. And that's why you come to Ski Mask Collective.
So let me ask you, you're still not a fan of Melton, though. I'll tell you, I don't watch his show, but Stancil, I will have to say, I know you probably won't agree with me on this, but you wouldn't know. I actually had a really good time hanging out with him in Atlantic City. He was a lot of fun to hang out with in person. That doesn't mean I watch his show. I mean, I don't sit around and watch his. I watch MLC. That's it. I wasn't really a fan of him on MLC. I'll tell you who I'm not a fan of on MLC. I can't sit through the Stuttering John episodes. He blows on MLC. The episodes are completely fucking boring.
To answer your first question, I've said all along, check the records, go to the Library of Congress or go to YouTube and pull these episodes. I've said all along, I have no problem Melton as a person. Sure he does whatever people like his show. Just like you said with Stuttering John, I always thought he was not a good fit for MLC. I figured everybody would be butt buddies after Atlantic City, which is fine. I would have been a butt buddy with him too, but it doesn't change the fact that I never liked him on MLC. And thankfully, it seems like he's gone. And I do know what you're saying with Stuttering John is actually interesting to me on MLC only because I never watched Howard Stern. I never cared for any of the Stuttering John dabbleverse nonsense. So Stuttering John is honestly almost fresh to me.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of interesting. I'll be perfectly honest. He's not as much of an idiot as everybody makes him out to be. He's an idiot, but I thought he'd be like a Beetlejuice. Even Ray DeVito is almost more of an idiot than Stuttering John. Stuttering John does have some wits about him.
Yeah. I mean, so I guess we would finally come to one disagreement. I would rather see Melton on MLC than I would Stuttering John.
No.
Okay.
No,
so no, finally no, we disagree no, on something on MLC, no, I think, for the first time.
And ever. I watched, I forget why I was watching Milton's stream. It would maybe have been a clip somebody sent me, or maybe it was when Kevin was on. I watched. And it's like his show is like it's like TikTok for podcasters. There's shit popping up on the screen constantly. It's like junk food podcast bullshit.
Right.
It's like,
right.
You know, it's like fucking shit. It's like Candy Crush, except you don't have to do anything. And all the mongoloids like Candy Crush, just moving things around, out staring at their screen. And Milton's show is just a bunch of shit bouncing around. You know, again, watching clips, we got a real show here. This is a real show, 213 episodes strong of real shows. Gene, exactly. I did it hot water this afternoon.
Yes. And, sorry, I had a job interview. I didn't get to tune in and fucking, how was it? How'd it go?
No, it was fine. We had a good time as always. But Gino, I was plugging this very show.
Thank
Hopefully
you.
Some people came over. We looks like we have a little, the numbers are up. Looks like the numbers are up. The numbers are up, folks, from usual, it looks like. So hopefully some of you people came over. Thank you. But he asked me who my point was. He asked me what guests we were having, and I just laughed. Like, we don't do guests. We do a real show.
I'm going to send Kevin Brennan the link because he just texted me and said I owe him $200.
Kevin never paid me for when I was on his show. So
really? Yeah, he didn't pay me for when I was on his show. But so last
great
week,
content. I had Stuttering John calling me Fonzie, a timeless moment that'll go down in the annals of podcast history. And not a dime. Maybe I should I request $100 right now?
Request $100 right now. That's what I did earlier today because he didn't pay me for my last appearance. And then he did Stevie and Ski live after MLC, and the great David Chandler paid $400 for us to kick Kevin off, and so we did. And now he's saying we owe him $200.
I'm requesting.
So we could settle the score here.
Can you say his Venmo on the air, or is it just his phone number?
I will send you a screenshot of it real quick. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, because that's a good point. I have his phone number. If it comes up under his phone,
I don't remember how we did it last time. I just told him to look me up. 1 second.
Just text me the screenshot of his.
I will.
We don't want these mongoloids sending money all around.
And we don't want anybody messing with the king. But I mean, if someone says I owe them $200,
there's a lot of hubbub about not kicking money up to the capo. Do we have to start paying him? Paying him money? Have you heard about this?
I have heard about this, but I mean, that would make sense if he paid us for our last appearances.
Wow.
Because he says he doesn't do other people's shows, but he hopped on Stevie and Ski live after MLC last Thursday. But again, he wasn't on there the whole show. He had to go about 30 minutes. So this member does not like Stancil, apparently. Suro Sis, I'm out. Love you, Ski. Stancil is a retard. Wow. All right.
I guess he doesn't know the show, that this is the show. So
yeah. Yeah, go ahead and send a nice request over there. We'll see if he joins, has anything to say about it.
This is definitely him, right?
Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's paid me before from that account. It's been a while. He didn't pay me the last time.
Wow.
And then, of course, Saturday, he said I was supposed to be on. Then he did. He got real emotional Saturday night, which was pretty funny. I meant to clip it, but he started roasting that me and Cabana get along so good, like we're sucking each other off. And then at the very end, like Cabana sent in a super chat that said, "Hey, I thought you were having Ski on," and Kevin was drunk. And he goes,
"Oh, I saw this. Yes."
He goes, "I wish me and Neil had that relationship."
Yeah, I saw that. I did. I was able to keep up with the MLC somehow. I'm going to do a request, $100.
Yeah.
Stut request. Joe Epp a few weeks ago.
There was somebody else I was going to send the link to. I can't remember who it was. Fuck. We'll think about it in due time. I heard about that. This fucking nice. Don't show the username. Yeah.
No.
Stut Joe Epp a few weeks ago. That's what I said last episode, which was, last Thursday, almost a week ago. I still haven't seen I thought you did it for the love.
That was my money.
No. All right, so I started. So just to address this member's comment, I started it as a joke because he would just pay me. I wouldn't have to ask. And then I just started requesting because it's hilarious.
Then he went on the air, I just did that as a joke. If you're too dumb to get that,
right? It's exactly. It's funny because he sees
do a lot of things that other shows do. Say seriously, that we know are a joke. But that's for another time.
Not only that, a lot of people, you know, have copied our shit, but this isn't the type of show to bitch about it. For example, you know, kicking people off for a full price started here. And there's been a couple of shows calling us beggars, grifters, you know, for offering $400 to end the show. But since, you know, this is a show where we need to get caught up on things, it is going to cost.
Yeah, it's going to be a big number.
$600.
That's a good number. $300 each. I have vacation next week. I could use that $600. I have another vacation next week, folks. Sorry. Got to live to work. I mean, work to live. Don't live to work. That's the rule. Or else, you know, you're a sheep. But yes, we made that up. We made we brought Make White to the forefront of the MLC lexicon. That's kicking people off of shows for money was you, is us, Stevie.
Right. Steve started here with Stevie Lou. Even Stevie Lou will show.
I mean, there's so many. There's just so many things that could be traced back to this very program. I was thinking we're the Nike. We're the Nike of the MLC verse. You know, there's a lot of Reeboks, there's a few Filas, some FUBUs, but we're the Nike. You know, this is the cream. This is the cream of the crop. The OG. We're always right. We have our nuts to the pulse of the MLC world and the people in it.
Well, that's what I said last time I was on MLC. I mean, we started this show over 3 years ago at this point, and it's now become 10 to 15 other shows doing the same shit we were doing 3 years ago.
And that's fine. And listen,
we don't care. I don't care.
We're
just another person talking about MLC.
Right. Put some respect. Exactly. Yeah. Put some respect on the name. Put some respect on the name, as Birdman said. Just understand, that's all.
I mean, this show's had its ups and downs. I mean, we've had breaks, you know, we've had good runs, we've had a lot of shit has happened in 3 years.
Well, speaking of ups and downs, you're on an up again. You're not drinking again.
Correct. Yep, all I'm right. What is it? When was my last drink? When did I have the seizure? Let's see here. Let me look at the phone. Another one. Look at my fucking calendar now that I got two monitors. I can do that.
Whoa, two monitors. You're doing better without a job than you were with a job.
I think so. Just not money-wise. I've been on a couple job interviews this week because in order to collect unemployment, you have to prove that you were trying to find work
right.
from three different companies every week. So I've been doing a dumb job interview. I got to tell you, I've been having fun doing it. I go to these buildings, you know, and I get to tour the whole building and see the inside, meet some people, talk it over. And then,
do you care about getting these jobs?
There's only one that I would like to have.
So are you having fun? Yeah. Are you having fun in the interviews? Like actively?
Yeah.
I'm just having fun
meeting people and just seeing the inside of some of these buildings I drive by all the time. And so I'm just applying, you know, I'm going to apply for McDonald's to see what's going on over there.
Oh, let's see what's going on in there.
Yeah. They're
going
to tell me I'm overqualified, which has happened before. Last time I did this, I applied for Dollar General just to be funny, and they told me I was overqualified, which is great.
You should do the old Kevin Brennan and his therapist and record the interview and put it on the Patreon.
Not a bad idea, actually.
Yeah, I'm an idea man. Oh my God, a super chat. We have to read it as soon as possible. We have to disrupt.
Yes, we must have
the whole show to read a super chat. Stop everything. Stop the momentum of the show. Stop talking and read it, please.
Stancil, this super chat is more money than you clear on in hot water after the booze/trans expenses. Do the math, assuming Compound pays. I think Gino pays you. If I'm not mistaken, I see the Venmos.
I didn't do any. I'm not a trans. I assume he meant trains, but yes, the trans. I'm not a trans yet. Although I got a great comp. Speaking of not being trans, an old woman in Maine complimented me in my tan, and then proceeded to tell me, and I quote, Oh boy, I tell my husband all the time, I wish he would dress like you. I was wearing my white linen button down, cuffs up, 5-inch inseam shorts, got my white Allbirds on, eating my lobster.
No butter?
And steamers, no butter, overlooking beautiful John's Bay. Wow, next weekend I'll be in Northern California for a Lord Huron concert. I'll be in the John Muir Wilderness.
Now, are you going to
keep it rolling, baby?
Are you going to be attending the Sound on Sound? I heard it's shit. I heard it's garbage, but I saw that Lord Huron is going to be there.
Glad you asked. So I will not. I will actually be in Florida. I believe in Jacksonville that day for my cousin's goddamn wedding. I would have very much liked.
I thought you were done with weddings.
I have to. This is family. I have no choice.
I get it.
So yes, I would have gone to see them just because Lord Huron is there. However, yeah, I don't. I assume seeing how many bands are there, you're not going to get a full like 2-hour set.
Right.
And I'm not familiar with that venue, but from what you said, I've heard similar things that it's kind of whatever. Like, but I still promote anyone in the area who's ever heard me talking about it. Go see.
It's not a venue. It's in a park. I've been to that park before when I used to when I didn't have a vehicle and I would ride with Chuck Mangione's ex-girlfriend and wait for her to get off work. Take an Uber to my job. I would get the scooters and ride around. It's not a nice area. I can see
nice.
A lot of shit. But yeah, no, you hit the nail on the head, because one time I flew to Denver to see one of my favorite bands. And I flew all the way there. I got front row. They played 5 fucking songs.
Right. Because
the next band had to come on. And I was like, what the fuck? 5? So I was crushed. And I couldn't even hear them because there was another stage right next to them. And it was a band, Less Than Jake. And they have a lot of horns in the song.
Yeah.
So like, all I could hear was the fucking horns. I'm front row. I can't even hear the band I came to see. So it was a waste of money. Beers were $10. Fuck that.
Yeah. Well, that first of all, that's one of the reasons I'm going to see them in San Francisco next week, is because that's like the only other show of this tour I'll be able to see them. And I said I couldn't make the Bridgeport show. But yeah, I'm honestly not really a big concert guy. I'll see Lord Huron. And I've seen the Naked and Famous a couple times. They do a good show, but a lot of the music I like, I wouldn't care to see live, frankly.
Right.
I mean, rap, I don't care to see rap live. I don't know. I'm not a big concert or festival guy. I'm also fucking an old dying bag. So it's a young man's game, I suppose. I do like drugs. I am going to bring my acid with me to California and I did do acid in Maine on Monhegan Island, of course, an annual tradition unlike any other. Hike around Monhegan Island, a 2-hour hike around, nice little acid flowing. You hang out with the seals. Oh, you'll love this. Love this.
I did acid a couple weeks ago. I thoroughly enjoyed it for the first time.
Yeah. You liquid or tab? I mean, I guess
it was some gummies, actually.
Interesting. Pass them down. Yeah. Yes, on my hike back, on Monhegan Island there off of the coast of Maine, take a ferry out. I was going for a swim in the little harbor there. It was seals like 50 yards away. And, I come in and there's a lady and her daughter. She says, you know, very Maine, very fucking whatever, hippie, whatever. Like, oh, what a nice solo swim. We thought you were a seal. I was like, well, all right, thanks, lady. And I told Chuck that, and he was like, oh, yeah, I watched them think you were a seal for 10 minutes. I guess they were just on the shore, and I'm just so natural in the water that they thought they were watching. They were, like, pointing out where I was breaching. I was like, oh, man. Yeah, so I'm fat enough to be a seal.
So I did notice in a couple of the photos that you posted I was kind of getting some details for the show, of course. I noticed there was only one kayak in some of the photos that you pictured on Sunday. Now, did you go on some solo missions and somebody sat back?
They were all solo. There really was just two. I did two trips back to back, too long. But yes, Chuck, he went out once, I guess, while I was out, and he just wasn't feeling it this year. I mean, I'm not going to speak for him, but yeah, Chuck hung back. Okay. But Chuck had a good time. Chuck did his thing. You know, he's got his vacation itinerary that he sticks to. And Chuck had a good time. Lots of Newports were smoked. I maybe even imbibed on a few. that is Chuck's brand. And
smoke a Newport in Atlantic City myself.
Sure.
So maybe that's the vacation cig.
Yeah, and Chuck did a Tupperware full of mushrooms over the course of the 5 days.
Tupperware.
But he did not burn the house down this year.
Good.
No bagel bites were burned. Although he did try to start making bagel bites at 7 in the morning.
Is that a thing that you guys get every year, the bagel bites?
Bagel bites, that's a tradition we started last year when Chuck burned the house down. And we did have pie every night. That's a big thing, pie. We have to have our pie, pie oh my. We were trying to get some people pregnant, but everyone was so old that we were talking about making barn tards. Because, you know, those old women's aides are all scrambled up in there. No offense to Kelly Pismy. She's a bit older. She's nearly 50, I think. I mean,
I thought she was in her 30s.
Listen, the body like that, I'll make a little barn tard with her. I'll tell you that. Make a barn tard right in her back barnyard. Yeah, sorry, Kelly. Sorry, Kelly's lawyers. That's my agent. I got a bone to pick with her. She's out here. She's always promoting all these fucking Philly guys who are doing well enough. They don't need her retweets. And then here we are scrambling in the dirt, trying to make our way, trying to pay our bills. And she barely tweets out our shit, Kelly.
She tweeted it today. She tweeted out.
She needs to stop promoting. I told her I'm reporting all of her tweets that are about podcasts that aren't this one. I've had enough. Show some goddamn respect.
Speaking of Bone to Pick, my new favorite podcast, Bone to Pick with Robert Kelly and Paul Verzi.
Oh, I hate you.
Dude, check it out. You would like it, actually. No, you would honestly like it.
Verzi as a person. He's always one of the favorite.
They're two together. They got a new show called Bone to Pick. It's really good. Give it a listen, and you can tell.
Kelly's here. I didn't think she would hear that since she.
She's always here. She's always in the background watching. God damn it. Here you go.
Kelly, I'm gonna call you right now. I need you to give your honest opinion, and you see we're doing this live.
Okay,
Kelly, without me telling her anything.
I can just send her the link, and she can call in without.
No,
camera
she doesn't want to do that.
Okay,
but she has some feelings on Milton that I did no coaching involved. She told me.
What?
What do you remember when you tuned in to watch that Milton guy? What did you think? Expound.
It's horrible.
Why so bad?
He's just, I don't get it. He's not funny. He has little cartoons on his page, like a child. He's not funny. I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, I don't get it either. And he's fat, right?
I don't get it.
You said he's disgusting.
I didn't say he's disgusting. I said he's not funny. I'm sure he's a nice person, but he shouldn't do podcasting.
He's funny in real life.
There you have it, ladies. All right. Thank you, baby. I love you. Bye.
I mean, he doesn't make me laugh on the show because I think he takes it a little bit too serious sometimes. But I was sitting right next to him at the poker table, and it was no holds bar roasting Kevin. And Kevin was sitting across from us, and he was making me laugh my ass off. So. Whatever.
I'm sure I have no problem with him as a person, and I don't have a problem with a person.
To Kelly's point about his weight, he looks like an upside-down bowling pin. Big belly, skinny legs.
Like a Tweedledee, Tweedledum character.
If you turn a bowling pin upside down and put a head on it, that's Melton.
I wonder if Kelly missed me trashing her age or if it was just by chance.
I don't think she missed it. I mean, if she's saying, "I'm here, bitch, what did I miss?" I'm sure she's been locked and loaded, tuned in the whole time.
Yeah, I'll give her something loaded.
Oh, wow. Right, see that? Maybe
big
she
ass of hers.
San Francisco.
Now, I tried to get her out. I tried to get my little black girl out there. I'm going to ask Karen Feehan. Karen Feehan's at the soccer ball club the night before. Maybe she seems like a money grubber. Maybe I'll bring her with me.
Scoop in. Bring her out there. Maybe she can get some dates.
I'll give her a fucking date. Date.
Now, do you agree with this? Should there be a weight limit for podcasting? I don't know.
That's a good point.
It's not a bad point.
No, I think to be a podcast fan as well. I think if you,
well, we would lose half of our viewers.
But we're doing it for the health of mankind. When you're requesting, we got all these guys getting. I mean, 2x is one thing. You just be a big guy. That can be acceptable. If you're like, you know, over six feet.
I purposely, you know, on our website, SkiMaskCollective.com, best merch in the biz.
Best.
I purposely cap it at 2x. It goes all the way to 5x.
We're going green. We're going green for humanity. We're trying to save humanity here. That's all I've ever been doing. I'm trying to save the universe day in and day out, doing very small things, but I'm trying. But I am going to change the universe one day. But yes, I think there should be a cap. I think there should be some kind of lock as a listener. If you're a 3X, you know, if you're, let's say you're over 100 pounds overweight or 3X or more, there should be some kind of technology that doesn't allow you to listen to podcasts. Like, right. At least until you get your steps in that day or something. Then you unlock your entertainment.
You should only be able to listen to music that gets you going. So maybe you go out and get a walk, you know, at least 2 miles that day. Like say, okay, you can only listen to the shows if you walk a certain amount of miles or do a certain workout, burn enough calories, then you can unlock and be able to listen to all of your favorite shows.
And this isn't a negative, folks. If you're a little bit bigger, take it as a challenge. I lost like 60 pounds the last 2 years because there was nothing to do but eat in 2020.
Right, you were fat when I met you.
Yeah, sure. I was a fat boy. But yeah, take it as a – yeah, don't feel bad. Get mad. Go.
Gotta get
a walk. And a walk, if you're a big person, a walk honestly does a lot. That'll do a lot. That doesn't mean you can go back and eat all you want. It's still
a lot of people think that you got to jog or run. No, you just go out and walk every day, a little bit more each day. And plus, it's good for your mental health to get outside and go for a fucking walk.
And that's why we're here. Really. This is a mental health show at its core, truthfully.
Honestly, it really is.
But yeah, an hour of walking is better than 20 minutes of jogging. I don't know what's going on. I'm waiting. Vinny Cash still never sent me the microphone. I'm in the house. For hosting podcasting, yeah, because you're setting a poor example of being morbidly obese talking into a microphone. I mean, yeah. I mean, the FEC, the SEC, FDNY should step in and say, if you're gonna podcast for the health of the world. You have to be, you can't be 100 pounds or more overweight. You have to be, because you're setting a poor example. It's like how you can't smoke on TV, you know? You can't smoke, or you can't have cigarette commercials. You can't have these huge bowling pins speaking into microphones and putting
Or bowling balls. I mean, I see a couple bowling balls.
Oh, there's a few bowling balls. Right. I think a lot of bowling balls are posing as fruit, if you know what I mean, or vegetables.
Cyril Potatoes. Says really doesn't like you. Look, I can't cut him loose. He's an integral part of the show. He's the co-host.
This guy obviously doesn't know the show. He could unsubscribe. Yeah. I don't fucking care.
He's a member, but you know, he could be a member.
Oh God, I like the show. He can't have one without the other. Right,
exactly. We don't want everyone to like us.
No, right. I mean the whole motto for the whole last year is to make everyone hate you, and I'm carrying it into 2023. If you haven't noticed, you pieces of shit.
Nose picking. All these fucking garbage people out here. You know, they're making these podcasts a part of their lives. They gotta be up at 9 a.m. to watch one show, watch another one at noon, watch another one at 4, and then you know all have to hop in what they call a Discord. I don't know what it is.
Never been on it. Never been a Discord. Never done a Reddit.
Never. I don't even have
Twitter, Instagram. That's it. I'm old.
That's not even being old.
Here's the thing, and this is where the gray area is, and this is why this show is so great and a mental health institution and a podcast institution and a beacon of health and fitness is what this show is. But we sift it. We don't waste time. I feel like a lot of people now watch shit they don't like just to talk about it.
Right.
I've never listened to anybody I hate. I've never watched a Chad show. I've never watched a Milton show besides a clip I mentioned before. You get what I'm saying? Like, and yeah. Now so much of this content is based on talking about shit you don't like. Like, don't even watch it. That's why it's just enjoy noise. I enjoy my MLC. I enjoy my In Hot Water. I enjoy my dumb Tim Dillon, Tuesdays with Dicks, MSSP, blah, blah, blah. But that's all. And that's it. I don't fucking watch this nonsense. And I'm not saying you should. Nobody should. If you like it, watch it. But don't watch it just to like report back to other people or to clip something.
Oh, this person said about you. Oh, my God.
Yeah, see, that's what I do.
Well, someone's watching the show and they were saying this about me.
Exactly, Skiba. Exactly. No, do it all on the air, live on the show, and that's it. None of this backroom high school drama bullshit. Piazza, hack, rack me.
I'll send Chuck the link. See if you
send
wants
Chuck
to
the
on.
Link. That's who I'll I meant to say. Just send the link.
Right there. God
damn link.
I'm sending the fucking link.
Right speaking on. Of. And I don't. I actually gave. I think I gave them a big plug on In Hot Water by bringing it up. Where are you at of the Little Mir and Dr. Chow world?
Well, so Saturday I had, I think it was Saturday night. We did a pre-MLC show. I had Dr. Chow on. Now, to be completely honest with you, full fraught, Little Mir, not a fan. The dude is annoying. Dr. Chow, I like the guy. He says some things that make me cringe. But, you know, as far as having him on a show or being on a show with Dr. Chow, I find it entertaining. Being on a show with Little Mir is absolutely not. There's nothing entertaining about him. He's a wigger with a big capital W. Chow does say some wiggery things, but you know, we're trying to school him a little bit on it. And I don't know. I find the guy entertaining when I'm on a show with him. I'm not going to go out of my way to watch his show. Sorry, Chow. If that takes offense to you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I said for a while I didn't know what a Little Mir was, a boy or a girl. Or Dr. Chow has an interest. I don't. Again, I agree with you.
Person
at the
sums
end.
It up perfect. Little Mir's peak cringe. I mean, it really is. It's brutal.
Yeah, I didn't know if I'm missing something with him or it's just a guy. But whatever. Good for them. Dr. Chow, I think, at least has his own little angle, something different than the usual. I like how he says he's not in comedy. He's just doing whatever he says he does. But I only bring that up. I brought that up as a preface. Did you see they had Andy Dick on their show?
I have. I've seen some clips. Apparently, they almost killed the guy.
What I'm saying. It was. I was tuning. I was watching shit on the old boob tube here. But I just saw out of sheer freak show, train wreck, whatever you want to call it, on my phone there that Andy Dick was on, and the screenshot was him. With his head back drooling. So I tuned in and it was kind of depressing and also depressing. Maybe there, it was like, it felt dirty. I don't know. Like he was fucking hammered. He didn't open his eyes the whole show. He ended up on the ground.
He was laying on the floor drinking water out of a dog bowl.
Yes. That's what we watched in our water. So again, free plug for the boys. Hey, they made content we're talking about. That's right. What we always say, whether you're talking shit or not, we win. So credit to them. Pretty disgusting after a couple minutes. I was like, I can't.
I find it funny that people hate Chow because Chow's always saying that how rich he is, how much money he has in the bank. Like if you notice his background, he's got Rolex boxes, and so people have been doxing him, trying to figure out, you know, whether he actually has money. I find that angle funny. I find it hilarious.
The man has connections. We're still looking in the laundering. It's still talked about. Adam brought it up on today's MLC about the laundering possibly still going on. It was hinted at. So he has connections. We're talking with Interpol still. Be careful. Have you figured, what was it? We just booked it.
We didn't make him drink. I mean, he's got a point. The man has a point.
Well, my point to Gino was, I remember Gino did his podcast like last year, a year and a half ago, and it seems like ever since then, he hasn't stopped drinking. I think Gino may have ruined another person, I fear.
Ooh, Chuck Man Jones says he's on the way. Good deal. Well, we'll get his take. I want to ask him about his picture of the bottle rockets and how that didn't burn down the cabin or the house.
Yes, it was very concerning once we found those.
Now, speaking of other podcasts, is Jake Hudson, does he send you the link every time he goes live too, or?
I'll tell you, I feel like I haven't heard much from Jake. I saw I made his top 40 this week, which was huge for me. I wrote it down in my journal. I actually finished in front of Alex Stein. Thank you for the huge honor, Jake Hudson. Yeah, I think he messaged me yesterday, today. But no, I feel like I don't get them that often. You're the big wig. I got a link one day ago. And other than that, it wasn't 2 months ago.
I mean, I don't mind going on the show. I just need a little bit of a heads up. You know, if I'm sweeping or mopping my floor or doing my dishes and I just get a link out of nowhere, I'm probably not going to stop what I'm doing to hop on unless it was MLC or something like that. So, you know, just give a little heads up.
Sure. I mean, obviously give a heads up for anything like that, though. Just send the link. Send the link. Worst that happens, I'll take all the links. I'll make maybe 5% of them.
I just don't want to think I'm not hopping on just to not hop on. It's usually because I'm busy and I like to plan my day accordingly.
Oh, exactly. But, if you actually want me to do a show, you ask me. If you just, but feel free, send them all the time. I'm not gonna be like, "Hey, why are you sending me the link?" Like
I don't want. That's what I don't want.
Podcasts do like, "Why did he send me?" Who cares? It's a fucking link. Don't look at it. It's like when people complain about getting DMs about stuff. Then who cares? Just X out of it.
Last Friday, I made my triumphant return to BYB podcast and apologized for my previous actions. I don't know if you heard about what I did on their show a couple weeks prior.
Yeah, of course. When you're jumping around with your piece.
I just walked in naked, you know, caught my hog classic. Hanging out. Yeah. So, I went on and everything's cool. And then after I apologized, they admitted that it was fucking hilarious, which it was.
Yeah, of course it was.
You know, right. But, you know, I wouldn't want somebody doing that on our stream. Welcome, Chuck. Welcome to the show.
What's up, boys?
Episode 213. When did you guys get back? Yesterday?
Yes, sir. Yesterday afternoon.
Is that an 8-hour drive?
No. About six if you bang it out.
So what about I'm interested in the drive there and drive back. Any little petty arguments? You know, I got to pee, I got to smoke.
Absolutely not.
We're men.
Any arguments trip. I think that's the best part about Gaycation is, you know, Stancil has done this for years and he has it down to a science. We make our stops on the way.
Stress-free.
McDonald's. Yep, stress-free. I did get some McDonald's on the way home. I was starving.
Nice.
So I had to get a couple McDoubles and
now we drive up. We listen to what's that?
Did you get McDonald's?
I did not. I held off because I ate. I had a grand meal yesterday Eve when I got back of a tuna club and a salad.
Well, there you go.
On the way. Very nice. Yeah, we drive up. Maybe a little Lord Huron was played. Maybe it wasn't. Who's to say? We drive up. We stop at the L.L. Bean outlet in Freeport. We look at all the things we can't afford.
It's expensive, isn't it?
It's so tempting too.
I know. I got one of their catalogs, man. They got nice shit.
But it's fun to walk around.
I mean, the way they display shit.
Yeah, and the quality is really good too. Yeah, my grandpa.
Chuck bought a knife. I bought a new skirt for my kayak. Yes, that's right, folks. I bought a skirt, $150 skirt.
Nothing wrong with that.
Used it today on my way to Kokanee Island off of Westport, but that's a whole nother story.
Oh, you've been kayaking again.
Oh, I did a victory lap today, just a mere 9 miles. No biggie.
And there's a big difference between the Atlantic Ocean and the Long Island Sound, right?
There is, but I mean, you know, depending on the day, there's not. I mean, the swells are bigger, but honestly, the ocean swells are easier to handle than the chop in Long Island Sound on a kayak. Give me I mean, I had 8-10 foot ocean swells, but they're long and rolling. You know, it's like going up an unsteep hill versus going up a short hill that's straight up. You know, it's much easier to handle the ocean swells, frankly.
I think the biggest difference is the smell, the freshness of Maine. It's unreal.
That's what I noticed between
best sleep. My best sleep of the year by far is my Maine trip. The best sleep. So I told Chuck, I never sleep that late. I got to get out of bed at like 8, 9, even 10 one day. It was late as hell for me, but The best air. I just and I'm sleeping on a real bed instead of a prison cot because I live in.
I sleep on the prison cot.
There you go. I slept on basically a prison cot in Atlantic City, but yeah, I mean, just the sand and the waves in Atlantic City. The difference between that and the fucking ugly beach that I got next to my place, big difference. It was nice, but compared to last time we were there, guys, I mean, this place was packed. I mean, we went during COVID, and we were the only people on the beach when we walked it that one time. Now you could barely walk. There's fucking so many people out there. I was like, Jesus, I guess this is a hot spot.
Really? But, now, how was the shade of the crowd? To put it nicely.
Well, let's see. You can guess who was on the sand and you can guess who was on the boardwalk. Big difference, big dividers. But I mean, that's just culture, right? Some guys just don't like some people don't like the water as much as the others.
That is correct.
Atlantic City is pure trash.
I don't know, dude.
And it brings out the trash in me too.
So I know, but you would have had fun. You would have had fun this time, because there was no bullshit, no holes. Like there was nobody that you. I was thinking when I was there, I was looking for somebody that who you would want to fight, and there was absolutely nobody there. I'm like, if Chuck was here, like I think he would be fine.
Oh, but Chuck was trying to fuck. We were looking for people to get pregnant up there.
There was something about that main air. I wanted to put a seed in the lady.
Yeah, but I was telling him, I don't know if you were watching earlier, Chuck. I was telling him they're mostly older ladies, so we had to gamble making barn tards if we were to have any kind of relationship. Yeah, beautiful. Chuck is enamored by the barns in Maine. Chuck just can't stop looking at the barns. He just talks about the barns the whole time, and he can't stop looking at the
barns. Great barns.
He loves a good barn.
They got a lot of machinery in there. Everyone has a skid steer and a tractor.
That's a minimum. Yeah. Little farm halls.
Oh yeah.
Oh, beautiful house. Like, beautiful architecture there.
They're all like 4-door garages or barns.
You guys see Stephen King? I heard he tramples around up there.
Stephen King's a hack.
No, but speaking of Atlantic City, so you guys know when we went there that the casino that's on the boardwalk called Oceans. Do you remember seeing that one?
The one all the way at the end, the failed Revel casino.
So me and my friend and his dad that flew it from Texas, we walked in and we toured the whole place, the pool, everything. We went all over. That place is fucking nice.
Yes.
If you get a chick you're really into her, book a room there. It's the nicest casino by far in Atlantic City.
It is the nicest. The problem with that is that it's all the way at the end of the boardwalk. So it's not ideal.
But I mean, that's also the problem with the Borgata and Harrah's where we stayed. I mean, it's like a mile from the boardwalk. So we only went one day.
The Hard Rock is the spot on the boardwalk, and the Borgata is the spot off. But yes, Oceans is fucking sick.
It's fucking awesome, dude. It's like the pool is like you swim from in. You can swim from the indoor pool into the outdoor pool. They got like real grass up there and shit. It was really chill.
High class stuff.
It was really high class. And then I looked it up. It's like $600 a night. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that's what the rooms at Borgata. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just saying I love your fucking tank top, man.
Because you got some
of that into your lungs this week.
I had a few of those. One of the nights, absolutely.
If you're gonna have a cigarette, have the one that's the strongest and most painful. Don't be a fucking pussy with your Marlboro Light 100s. I want full cancer.
And what about Marlboro Reds?
Provides it.
Yes, on the other side of this, Chuck at one point threw up Newport juice on the rock. he wasn't hammered. He wasn't anything. He took a toke of a joint and then threw up Newport juice. Right? Am I wrong, Chuck? You said
no. That's 100% right.
Did you have a nicotine high? And
no. I literally took one hit off a joint and the phlegm just the black lung. That's what they
call. Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I've had that.
Yeah, it just came right up. And I just had to lean over to Jim and let him know I'm going to boot.
Black lung. Watch and out. Go together.
Yep.
That's right. Black lung.
Well, good. I'm glad you guys had another successful year.
It was lots of oysters, lots of pie.
Lots of lobster.
Lots of lobster, lots of oysters, lots of steamers, lots of
Cleveland steamers.
Not too much gay stuff. We were going to shower together, but we needed a third or else it would be gay. You need three people to make a shower not gay.
Really? I wonder how Teamster Tim would think about that.
Two men in a shower, that's gay.
That is one thing that we did realize about this trip compared to last year. There was not nearly as many lesbians.
Yeah, we're taking a step in the right direction in Maine. Maine, you're doing something right. So we're not, we haven't gotten to the point where there's a, attractive ladies our age yet, but we've got, at least we got less. Last year was just all lesbians. And
blue
us.
And green hair, and that's it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, the blue
now,
hair.
Now, do you think that all the attractive ladies y'all's age go to Cape Cod? I see a lot of photos from Cape Cod with attractive women.
Well, where we go, it's a classy place, so it's mostly, it's almost exclusively families, family houses, or families.
Gotcha.
In all honesty, that's
people who know who've already been to party Cod and all the other party places, and they're just looking to relax.
Right, this is the place to go for the
left
real
the fuck
deal.
Alone.
Yeah, we leave, Cape Cod, leave Cape Cod to the sheep. We leave Block Island to the sheep. You know, we go to Maine. We go to the coast of Maine. Yeah,
I was going to go to Block Island until I saw that video of the African Americans fighting on that ferry. I was like, wow, I guess that's who's going to Block Island. I have no interest.
I don't think I saw one person of color there.
Yeah, I've read that about Maine.
Oh, we
New
saw
that
guy on the island smoking. He was lo and behold, he was smoking a joint at 10 in the
good
morning. Remember?
Good for
him. Right. You're correct.
And he was a Jamaican fellow.
Exactly. And
good old
they
island.
Keep him on
I think
island.
That counts. There's a reason why Maine and New Hampshire have the lowest homicide rates in the country, folks. just saying. But, okay, first of all, I got to address this. Dr. Chow, if you go back and watch any episode you've ever done, you always say you got at least 5 to 7 mil in the bank. So, Dr. Chow, don't even fucking lie on here. I just said I'm a fan, but you always talk about how much money you have. That's why everyone hates you.
Let's rob his ass.
No, everybody was busting his balls saying, you know, if you're talking about how much money you have, send us a $500 super chat. And he refused to do so. So send us a Rolex if you got that many Rolex. Send us a Rolex. I'll send one to the boys.
What do you think about the newest bombshell, the fake super chats taking?
I don't know. I mean, how can you fake storm? A super chat? What do you do? You
Adam
super chat
the Great,
and then call your bank, and then
the great and powerful and beautiful and attractive and handsome Adam Hinneker confirmed it is possible that you could just send it to yourself. They were just talking about it today. You Weird. Have to look. He said there's like a way to do it where you can send it to yourself. Apparently, this came about. Because there were some suspicious super chats sent in when Stuttering John went on Shuli or something. I don't keep track of the nonsense, as I said earlier. But yes, it's big news. But I guess it's big news if you care about bullshit. I just care about the entertainment value of the show.
Right.
And Kevin's been on fire since Levy left. And that's all that matters. Period. Stop. Entertainment.
He has been doing a lot more shows, and he's gotten, hold on one sec, Chuck. He's gotten a lot better about knowing when to pipe in on the super chats. It used to be he'd cut off all conversation, but now he's kind of getting better at letting the conversation die before reading it. And sometimes he'll read it twice. Who cares? But I do feel like his flow has gotten a little bit better since
he's
Levy's
gotten better.
Gone.
I agree as well. We listened to some MLC on the way up. And I was laughing my ass off, just like the good old days.
Right.
It's probably been a month or two since I listened, but I might have to dabble in it again.
Wow,
it seems like he's found a flow, like you said, Schemas.
Uh-huh. Well, exactly.
I'm glad Chuck brought that up because Chuck is obviously an OG beautiful boy. It all began when I touched his leg on the couch during Burning Bridges. Anybody who's been anywhere will remember the historical picture now up on the walls at the Library of Congress, of course. But Chuck, you are like a few other beautiful boys have not been a fan of the newest era of MLC in recent months. You care to expound on why?
Yeah.
Others may agree.
Well, I think Ski Mask brought up the perfect point is that the super chat reading was unbearable for me. And, you know, I respect it. Get your money. You know, he's got a family.
Right.
But it's not what I don't want to hear a bunch of retards typing comments. I want to hear Kevin Brennan be Kevin Brennan.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I agree. I think we all three of us actually agree on this.
Yeah, because when it first started doing it, it was just brutal. I remember, you know, it started at Chad and Bob were on the show, and Bob was going into this really funny story, and I was on the edge of my fucking seat driving, ready to hear this story, and Kevin just cut him off to read a super chat. Now I feel like he lets, you know, people get the story mm-hmm. out, and then we'll go to read it. But I remember that's when I was like, oh, fuck this super chat shit, you know. Yeah. And
it came on quick, and it was a lot. Yeah, mm-hmm. not a bit.
You got the flow, I guess.
Yeah, flow has been better. It definitely still interrupts, and I think Chuck hit the nail on the head as well. It's just that we all tune in. The people that know what MLC is, at least, because there's still a lot of people you can see in the chat room still don't understand what MLC is, but that's another topic. But everybody tunes in for Kevin, period, stop. Not a co-host, not a guest. That's why the solo shows are the best, and I understand he can't do six solo shows a week. That is crazy. I agree with him. But
even though he does.
We also don't tune in to hear, and I like all these people, but idiots' comments. That's why he's been leery to do the phone calls, which he seems like he's leaning more and more. Those are better because they're more personal. Right. You know, you could hear the person's voice. Kevin can have a back and forth with them. Takes more balls to do than just typing something and sending it off. So, yes. Yeah.
I think you hit on another point of what made me get recently turned off to MLC, which I think 2 months ago, I probably got out of the Kevin Brennan business.
Wow.
6 days a week.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I can't listen to anyone that much.
We said that when it first started. He's going to run out of things to say, and we've seen that time and time again now. When he does these solo shows, he'll bitch about the thing he was bitching about the day before. So now you got all these other shows that he's having to grab content from, or people are sending him clips, things like that. And so it kind of does become repetitive at times, but still, you never know when you might hear something new. So, of course, I'm going to tune in.
Anyways. Yeah, well, I'm a sheep. I mean what I say. I think Kevin Brennan is inherently funny no matter what.
Stancil and I went over this at the beginning of the show, but I've heard from a couple of the other OGs that are kind of on my side about it. I'm not a fan of Stuttering John on the show. I like the first appearance. What are your thoughts on having Stuttering John on even once a week? I mean, sometimes I have to turn the episode off. It's brutal for me.
I'll weigh in first. I can't fucking stand him.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And again, that's just me. But
you know, Stancil likes it because he was never a Stern guy, and so it's all new to him. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the middle in that I don't find him funny himself. I don't really care for him himself. But on MLC, I never followed any Stuttering John on, so I don't mind him. Certainly not my favorite either. I know where Ski is coming from. I don't disagree, but I can stand it for that reason. But I certainly wouldn't want to see him every day, maybe not even every week. I just don't care about that whole universe. And I know, but Kevin, to his credit, is just having him on to shit on Shuley, because Kevin knows what he's doing. He's not having him on because he's like, oh, Stuttering John is funny. He's having him on because he's doing everything to shit on his newest arch nemesis, Shuley G. Ager. Rack me.
Did we lose Ski?
I guess we lost him.
Hold on, connection's unstable.
This is what everybody feared, that I have to run a show.
It's been happening. There it goes. Sorry if it cut out. Then the same. Yeah, well, I know it cuts out like 50 minutes into every show I do, but now it's back. Same thing with Joey C. He was funny the first time. Tired of him now. Stop sending me messages, Joey C. I like you, but stop. No, but Patrick Melton, when we, me and Kevin and I and Ray DeVito did his show in Atlantic City, he has this thing. These AI chats that were pretty fucking funny. Me and Kevin were laughing our balls off.
I still have the clip.
Somebody was sending in AI chats. It sounded just like Levy, and it was.
Listen, funny. That's great and all. It's funny, but it's also I put a, it's on the same. It's a how do I put it? It's a thing. It's like reading AI stuff. You're not being funny. The AI, you're reading AI stuff, or you're reading super chats, or you're sniping somebody's show, or you're watching clips. I put it all in the same basket for me.
Right.
It's a hack ways out for laughs.
Hack.
Sorry. Rack me.
I bet AI Levy reads better than Real Levy, though.
It's so funny. It's so funny. It does, too.
It does.
That was the only one that really sounded like anybody, though. The other ones were like, eh, whatever. But it was funny because we were all doing the show in person. But if it's like over Zoom, it wouldn't be as funny. But us just sitting there hearing it was funny. And then, of course, I was alcohol withdrawing. So that's why Kevin said I was in a bad mood. Wasn't really the mood. I was just trying to fucking get used to thinking straight again.
Trying not to die.
Yeah, which is nice. Dying sucks.
Yeah, I was on the I'm drawing a mental blank. Who's the gentleman on MLC? Oh, Carucci.
Uh-huh.
I was on the Carucci prescription during vacation.
Oh, yes, God. I
mushrooms.
I did not water today. Carucci was in Cape Cod last week, and Rich Carucci, for anyone who doesn't know, a classic character. And he basically, Chuck, he had the same schedule, vodka and mushroom.
It's a good schedule. I mean, it gets the job done in the most efficient manner. And then once the mushrooms start kicking in, you take 10 steps into the backyard and you got the ocean. I mean, how can you complain? I think it would be impossible to have a bad trip.
Right.
Correct. Yeah, the safe house. You got our safe house. You got the ocean right there. You can walk around that little neighborhood nobody's in. Quite a place.
Feel nice and safe.
Kayaks are on deck. I mean, Eddie.
If you need to get off land,
you one negative thought, you could just
get out of there.
Roll off to your death. No sharks, though. No sharks.
No sharks, huh? No sharks. Did you see some last year?
No sharks.
I think maybe I just wasn't aware of the sharks last year. I'm sure they were there last year. But then, you know, I posted to a fishing group, like, all right, what should I be targeting here? And then Stancil, like three or four. And then Stancil fucking sends me a screenshot. Oh, there's about 9 or 10 of them circling exactly where we are.
The Shark Tracker app. It's a great app.
Yeah,
Shark
Tracker.
They weren't where they were, you know, they were
five miles off
into the
ocean.
How
long until you get kicked out of that fishing group? I remember I added you to a lawn care maintenance group, and you did not last very long.
Oh, I think I quit that one.
You got thrown out, I think.
What happened to the lawn care maintenance group?
I don't know. I was probably tired of seeing Ski Mask Brothers' dick.
Yeah, he did keep posting the dog.
He looked like a weed whacker. A lawn care group. I can't believe that's a fucking thing. And whoever has the biggest dick in a lawn care group has the straightest lines in the lawn.
Yeah, they're like, check out these lines. And the people would reply, no, mine are better. Like, what no, look how straight mine are.
So this is just dick pics and
it's called lawn care smack talk. It's where you basically, you post your lawn and people will roast you about how shitty
it is.
Sounds
like you just post your cock.
Well, that's what Cabana thought it would be funny. He didn't post his actual cock. He was just naked and he put a weed whacker where his dick is. But you could see the bush of his pubes, like right above the weed whacker. He goes, hey, boys, just picked up this new weed whacker earlier today. I got it on sale. What do you think? And I think he got thrown out for that.
Send my manager the link to that group. She'd love looking at all those. Mommy loves looking at all those hogs.
Big hogs.
What does that say that's the group I get kicked out of?
Yeah, it must take a lot to get thrown out of a group where guys are just showing their dicks next to their fucking mulchers.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. What are you gonna do? So I don't know if you caught this, Chucky, but Kevin Brennan says I owe him money now since Deadpool paid us to kick him off the show last week. He paid us a good nice amount. It's $400 to kick someone off the show, $600 to end the show. And so he asked us to kick Kevin off, and I had to simply say goodbye. But Kevin also has not paid me for my last appearance or paid Stancil for his last appearance.
No.
Which equals $200. So
I don't think Gino paid me for last week either.
No, he didn't. We looked that up.
I got a lot of debts to settle.
As far as payment and it being discussed on podcast, this is petty woman shit. This is something a woman would do.
I know.
And I don't want the woman stuff on my podcast unless they're getting pregnant.
Yes, pregnancy.
See, Deadpool knows it's simple. Deduct one Chuck, from the other. See, where
you, Chuck? You think you're gonna get someone pregnant by year's end? You have 3 months.
I really hope so. Probably.
Chuck's really trying to. Chuck wants to get a girl pregnant.
I want a baby.
He wants to make a baby. Yes. He wants to come inside of a woman
and leave it in there instead of pumping it out.
Make a dude pilots in the morning. What are they? Pilates? Pilots? What do you call them? Pilates? Pilot, I don't know what they're called. I just
get you a girl who does pilots.
No, I'll give her a 9/11. Pilates?
Yeah, give her a
9/11. I'll be flying on 9/11, boys. I'll be flying across the country. Really? On 9/11. A true patriot. I flew on 9/11
before. It's gonna I'm going to become a pilot before then.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go take our course. I think they do the courses in Fort Lauderdale.
You don't even have to learn to land, I hear.
Really?
What should I wear? What should I wear for my
wear your turban. Skirt.
Wear your tan. Skirt. Wear a turban.
Oh, yes. Go robe. That. Make them think I'm a terrorist.
Yeah. There you go.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Sandals. Sandals. The ones, what are they called? The Jesus sandals that ladies wear?
Yeah, the Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks. Yeah, get your pair of Birkenstocks. Wear those. Get some dirty fingernails. You got to have that.
Yeah.
You got to smell like curry.
Stancil, can you grow a beard? I don't think I've ever seen you with a beard.
I can't. It does not really well, although it might work for this because I grow like an, it grows like on my neck, and those the Habibs always have those neck beards, so neck, it might work out.
We just got to get
Maybe I'll go as I was going to go the other way and be all patriotic, but maybe I'll swing, I'll have a little fun with it and make people terrified of me.
Yeah, wear a extra large backpack.
Yeah, I got some extra large for you.
Hey, yeah. Speaking of extra large, Kelly P says she will rate Cox. Venmo her.
Yep, $100. But you have to. It's you can't have one and not the other. The deal.
I don't
is,
understand why we have to pay her to rate the cock.
No, you idiots. Yeah, she'll rate the cocks. No, this is how it works, Kelly. Shut up, Kelly. How it works? We set this up months ago. This idiot manager I have doesn't listen to anything I fucking say. Dumb bitch. $100. You, Kelly, will rate your cock, and you get one of my dick pics. But you have to have both.
Oh,
You can't opt for one. So it's like a devil's. It's very interesting what we're doing here. Truly, new way to monetize nice genitalia.
And I,
so
I
you can send in your emails. Cock and it'll get rated. You don't have to send in your cock. If you just want my dick pic, you send $100 and you're going to get one of my dick pics.
Who
and
did
then
you send
also,
your cock
if
to
you're a guy, you might want to send in your dick pic to get rated.
your manager has been all
KB,
over KB.
The beautiful and voluptuous KB has seen my penis.
Oh, yeah. She was in Atlantic City. She's very nice.
Did she talk about my cock?
She did not. I forgot to ask her about your piece.
Fuck! God damn it.
I know.
I forget the age of beautiful Kelly, but I think we might make a barn tard.
She's nearly... she produces barn tard. She's nearly 60, I think. 55 at least.
I was 50 earlier in the show, but now it's 60.
Yeah, she's up there. It's all right. I like it.
You never tried yet?
Body on... I'll give a run at a barn tard. If it's retarded, we'll fucking scramble it up in there. But I can't wait to throw a batch of white inside of that big ass honker she's got on there.
Scrambled eggs. I forgot about that.
Huh?
Scrambled eggs.
Ski mask. Let me let you know what a lady with scrambled eggs is. She's an older lady.
Stancil, what do you think? What do you think about this? Sorry to cut you off, Chuck. But this is very important. This is very important. To our financial well-being. Deadpool says he'll definitely end the show at some point, but we have to stay on until he does.
Devil emoji.
Oh, God. He does. I love that tease. It's a great tease.
Deadpool. It is a great tease. It's like you don't know when it'll happen. Well, I have nothing to do. I was going to go to McDonald's, but hey, they're 24 hours.
They're 24 hours. I mean, I have some things to do, but in any case, I love the threat or offer. I don't know what it is. Is that a threat or a?
I think it's more of an offer. You know, if we end, then we chose to end it. But if we just stay on, I mean, there's plenty to talk about.
Well, we were gonna jump into the page. Well,
that only pays $250 a month.
Well, maybe we do the page live as we and then put it behind the paywall after.
True. We could do that.
Do it live.
Businessman.
Then make it private after. And that way all these fine people enjoying their Tuesday evening can still watch. And the people who aren't watching live will be able to watch it on the Patreon.
All right. We'll wait for Deadpool. We'll see if that's an option. Deadpool, let us know if we do a live page. But it's live free for all the beautiful viewers out there. And then, of course, we'll put it behind the paywall once it ends.
I don't think that's a threat. I think that's a compliment that he's gonna give you a nice stack of cash.
Deadpool is a real mercenary. You never know who he's going to pay. Didn't he have Kevin pay to have Kevin leave the show the other night?
He had Kevin removed last Thursday from the show. Real twist. Normally he does Stevie Lou. He stalks. I wouldn't say stalk is the right word, but he looks out for any show that Stevie Lou is on, and he'll get in the comments and he'll say TikTok Stevie, and everyone knows what that means. It started here, and Stevie goes fuck. And then he'll send in the money, and then ultimately have to kick that person off the show. So it's
now,
a lot.
Kelly said, "Phil, do you want to look at the new moon tomorrow?" Now this is a
who's
Phil? I have no idea. I think she's referring to you, Chuck. I don't know why she's calling you that. But this is a dig at me. This is a vicious, vicious dig at me.
Really?
Because she's jealous that my young black girl asked me if I wanted to look at the moon tomorrow night with her.
Oh, that's cute.
That's so why I like Kelly.
Kelly's trying to make, she's acting out. She's trying to make me jealous.
Oh, I see what's happening. Now, how did she know? Did you let her know? Like, hey,
I keep her abreast of the witch lady I'm dating. She Kelly's concerned that she is a witch lady. She does claim to worship the moon, and she is a Newport.
He said, that's fine with me as long as you stay on until I do. So should we start a new stream for the page?
Start the stream. Let's go. Let's jump right into it.
Start the stream, Phil. I'll send you a new link, all right?
All right. Sounds good, boys.
All right. Deadpool, we're going to start a new link.
Stay on the channel. God bless if you're listening later.
Of course, this is the free episode 213, Ski Mask Collective. Thank you so much. Patreon.com/SkiMaskMedia if you miss the next live we do. Of course, audio will be available everywhere first thing in the morning. We got new fanny packs, folks. I just got one in the mail. I got to say, I got a Jansport
fanny pack. Yeah, Phil, look at this.
And this is way, way, way higher quality.
Phil wore a fanny. Chuck wore a fanny pack the whole trip. He might.
That looks like a nice fag bag.
I'm telling you, I got one. I put a text that my dad sent me on a fanny pack to remind myself not to drink 100 proof vodka. And the zipper quality is better than the JanSport. And I don't normally talk good about my merch, but I'm telling you that the clip, it's going to be hard to rip this bag. And very, very high quality.
I have to say, they're so convenient.
Is there another bag?
Yes, I put it up. I put the new one up. It's, of course, the Ski Mask Collective featuring Jim Stansel and the Ski Mask host. And I got to say, I'm very happy with the quality. Do you want me to put the crow on a bag? I can do that.
I think I'm going to get one of our Ski Mask bags. Chuck inspired me with his. It was very useful throughout the trip.
Everything
she's Haitian and Irish, Kelly. Fuck you.
I have one request, Ski Mask.
Yeah, go ahead, bud.
Can you make a bag that's covered in dicks?
And like gasoline.
And gas.
You want one covered in cock?
Fanny pack? Just like the pillowcase. Yep.
There is a secret touch on the Ski Mask Collective fanny pack, but I will make one in all cocks. But, yes, there is a secret touch on the Ski Mask Collective fanny pack. So whoever gets that will get a free promo code. How about that? And, the one that the text my dad sent me, if you want that, it's available too. But I don't know why anybody would want it besides myself.
I think that's a classic one. That's a full text message on a fanny pack.
Yeah, it says, yeah, you're a cocky or you're a little cocky asshole on the sauce and not funny, especially on the 100 proof. Another reason to put this shit down if you intend to doing the comedy podcast. Or lose everything you've worked your ass off for again. That simple. Beautiful stuff.
Nailed it. Couldn't have said it better myself, Dad.
Wise words.
Such a better podcaster when he's not drunk.
It's mine. Phil, excuse me. Sorry. Chucky, you have to stay on. It's minus 200 per person who drops out. So you're going to have to stay on the Patreon episode. Patreon will be live in just a brief moment, folks. Thanks for tuning in.
Stay right there, you pieces of shit.